What's the point?
Welcome everybody to What's the Point. It is Sunday, April 18th. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, GMT, which I inadvertently called Green Mountain Time, which has nothing to do with Greenwich Mean Time last week. So I do apologize for all the timekeepers out there. And of course, it's 9 here in the middle of the planet, on the state side anyways.
Which is only the place that matters, right?
Well,
where we are.
Probably. Yeah, that would be my guess. That would be my guess. So,
careful, there's millions of us Scottish people.
Yeah, but you're all busy in the pubs drinking and making bad food.
And y'all throw rocks. Y'all throw rocks. We have real weapons. Y'all throw rocks.
Yeah. I watched Braveheart yesterday. I've seen the rock throwing.
Yes.
Have you guys improved any on your army since the rock throwing and the sword swinging?
We just pull out our willies and slap people in the face with them. Swords at dawn.
That's France.
So Ross, what did you do all weekend?
I went out of the house. Would you believe?
No, I find that hard to believe with your new carpeting. I figured you'd be rolling around on the floor.
I haven't been in the living room yet.
Why?
I got a new carpet last week and I haven't been in because I don't want to stand on it.
Did they tell you that it takes a week for the glue to set?
No, they didn't tell me that, but I just don't want to go there anyway. And my son, day one, when the carpet was just down, I made him a burger. He asked for a cheeseburger, so I made him this burger and a bun. And I said to him, eat it upstairs because I don't want you getting everything over the new carpet, crumbs and all that, because he's quite clumsy. And a bit like someone else I know, not too far away from this conversation, over in Kansas City, pointing no fingers. Anyway.
But does it look like I ever spill any crumbs?
No, you just
you never spill any crumbs. Well, he I gave him this burger and a bun on a plate, and he ate it, and he didn't spill a bit. And then he asked for another one. So as I was handing him his second one, he dropped a plate, and everything went everywhere. And I banished him for a month and hit him with a big stick with a nail in it.
And well, the boot went up the arse.
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 Yeah. How come you guys put that extra R in there? Is it because you like saying the R's?
You know, it's funny. I don't think we put them in. I think you took them out.
Yeah, but do you actually? Well, we might have taken the R's out of ass, but we put them in other words that don't need them, like Washington, Kansas, or Washington D.C. I don't know if Todd has seen this redneckdom in Texas, but there's a whole slew of those mealy-mouthed bastards up here that and God bless him, my dad's one of them. You know, I he'll say Washington and I'll be like, really, how do you spell that?
Wash.
I gotta wash it.
That's what we have. We don't have that. We have people that we have washaterias.
What the hell's a washateria?
What's the point?
My favorite American accent has to be the southern one, but you know, when Poisey, the color Poiple.
That's southern slave accent.
Poisey. No.
That kind of went out with the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, we kind of tried to get rid of a lot of that angry people owning talk.
Lordy, Ross.
I help you, massa.
I sure is. No, ain't that some kind of fancy liquor? That's my man. Anyway, so, that's when they used to do the washing. They used to use rocks, didn't they? They would slap the clothes off the rocks when they were doing that. They still do that in Scotland.
They slap the clothes on rocks?
Yeah.
What the hell for? Don't they have washing machines?
No.
Oh, you guys still don't have electricity yet, do you?
What's the point?
Are you guys looking at the chat room? Because Erkin,
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's Erkin, our friend Erkin, or if it's someone else called Erkinski, who has just come in on this cheery Sunday afternoon, or Sunday morning, wherever you are in the world, to say, hi, good day to you all. So, will the world end in 2012? It's spelled 2012 wrong. That has to be my irking, and it is.
Yeah, and it is. We've kind of covered this hither and yon. Not necessarily on the podcast, but we've all had the conversations either in Black Sky Radio or just amongst ourselves regarding the 2012 disappearance of the Mayans. Mayans? Aztecs. Mayan calendar. Okay, yeah. Mayans say that the world's going to end in 2012. A lot of people think that the reason the calendar ends that way is because they ran out of room on the rock. There's a handful of people that say it's not going to be an actual end of the world. It's going to be end of a global thinking. My brother is one of them. He says, like, the world's not going to end. It's just going to move from a patriarchal society to a matriarchal society, and the women will get back in charge, and then we will be nothing but sex puppets and car mechanics and landscapers. So, and then, of course, there's the fact that the Pacific Rim is in a huge amount of upheaval. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard, we had an earthquake in Salt Lake City. Well, it wasn't very big. It was a 4.9. It was kind of like three big trucks driving by your house really fast. But, you know, it wasn't anything that was going to do a lot of damage. But when it happens in Salt Lake City, you kind of go, wait a minute. that can't be good.
Hold it there, Andy. Hold it.
but, you know, I really don't know if it's going to cease to exist in 2012 or if I tend to think that Mother Nature... I don't know if you... I think she's going to take care of herself. And when she gets too full, much like a dog with fleas, she's going to shake a bunch of us off. And I think this could be the precept to that. But the whole thing ending? Maybe.
I think midgets are going to rule the world. I think that's what TLC is trying to build us up to.
Is it because they have a lower center of gravity?
Mm-hmm.
And they can hang on tighter to the ground shaking?
There you go.
Well, that could very well be.
Well, the reason Erkin is asking is because he's got a tin of fish that says best before 2013 on it. So he wants to know whether he can keep it or is the world going to end in 2012. Well, I don't really have an opinion on this because I don't know. And I haven't even seen
it. I would throw it away now.
No, yeah. I would say save that for January 1 or December 31st, 2012. Or 2011, and just have it for a nice New Year's snack, and enjoy.
I have to say, guys, I do feel a bit guilty.
Yeah, why?
About all this, because last week we brought up Iceland into the conversation, and look what happened. So be careful who you mention today.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You could be targeting them.
Well, we are very powerful people.
Boy, I'd really hate to see a volcano go off in Afghanistan. Anyone?
Boom, headshot!
What's the point?
I had a great conversation, speaking of Afghanistan last week, with Beth Mendenhall, and she's an opinion writer for the Kansas State Collegian. She's a young, idealistic 22-year-old, 24-year-old hottie who is a debate person. She's on the Kansas State debate team, and I love getting into arguments with her because, you know, age and treachery will always overcome youth and skill.
There you go.
So this last debate was I figured out how to end the misery in Afghanistan with everybody, all the established world countries, all the big industrialized countries. If we turn to industrialized hemp and start harvesting and using industrialized hemp across the globe for fuel, fibers, resin, you know, plastics, wood, etc., the hemp oil itself, not only is it biodegradable, but it adds, it's actually a fertilizer instead of if you have an oil spill. If you have a hemp oil spill, it's a fertilizer instead of a detriment to society. But here's the cool part about it. We can then take everybody out of the Middle East. Every single industrialized country, just look at the Middle East and go, you know what? You buttholes have been fighting over the same 40 foot of dirt for the last million years. We're all done with you. And B, we don't need your oil. So you have zero value to the rest of the planet right now. If you have people you think are valuable, you might want to move them to Tennessee. I think that's a good place for it. It's a volunteer state because they can't make you live there. So you can volunteer to live there from wherever and have fun with that. Then, if they continue to fight without anybody's help and they start lobbing the nukes at them, all they do is make the inside of that place glow. And as long as nobody else is supplying them with any weapons or any goods or anything else, their economy dries up, they're back to goat farming, and they have tons of black stuff that nobody wants because it does nothing but pollute and harm the planet. They will eventually go, you know what, this is dumb, we don't have any friends anymore.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, and they will either...
It would be like Mad Max.
Exactly.
You can charge admission.
Well, you put up webcams and you have Mad Max pay-per-view.
There you go.
And that will also increase the economy. But it all revolves around the industrial hemp.
Which I had an argument with my wife over. Industrial hemp does not grow buds, is that correct? You can't smoke industrial hemp.
Well, you can, but you get a headache, and it takes like a pound to get that far. And the worst part about it is, or the best part about it is, sorry, if you try and hide good marijuana inside an industrial hemp farm, they cross-pollinate and drag the TH level of the good marijuana down till it's unusable. So you can't even do that. And there's a huge difference in DNA strands and look and feel to industrial versus smokable.
Right.
So, I made such a plausible argument that Beth Mendenhall wrote her entire article this week about the industrial hemp and how it would help everyone and get out of the world-ending mess in the Middle East.
So check that out. I didn't see her article this week. Published it on Friday?
Yeah, she published it on Friday.
Okay. I thought you were going to say that her head exploded.
Well,
after I stated my position, Beth's head exploded.
She said that I made an absolutely compelling argument. I said, wow, I thought you, and that I needed to organize a movement. And I'm like, well, there's already plenty of people out there organizing a movement. I just don't know if they have as long a reaching arm as Black Sky Radio does. But the movement that we have... It's unfortunately spearheaded by patchouli-smelling hippies. Well, nobody's going to take those jackasses seriously. We need suits and ties and bankers. You know, we need people to actually step up and go, hey, you monkeys are doing it wrong. Here's how we wean ourselves off of the Middle East. Here's how we ignore what's going on over there, because without big oil... And without oil from the Middle East, if we can create the abundance of oil that we need, like Henry Ford said, and we can do it in a sustainable cash crop like hemp, then we don't have to worry about that. And if they want to terrorize us, well, then we just kill people. We pull our troops out, we can secure our borders all the way around, we can bring industry back, because now we have a legitimate, cheap source for everything, and we provide everybody jobs, nobody has to worry about not working, and then, you know, then we could worry about the influx of people smoking weed, which Canada has proved doesn't happen. You legalize marijuana, and you legalize the industrial hemp. Marijuana usage does not increase. People are going to smoke it whether they want, whether it's legal or not. That's the problem. There's nobody out there going, you know what? The day that they turn that legal, I'm going to be high as a kite. They're not. It doesn't happen. You know, it's like the only reason I'm not smoking pot is because my job requires me to be drug free. No, they find somebody to pee for them. You know, it doesn't work that way. So anywho, that was the argument. She wrote a nice article about it. It was huge. So I think Afghanistan could be on its way out the door as a problem if we can get rid of the congressmen and senators that we have now and get somebody in there who's ready to go with the weed.
There you go. That's the whole thing. Every single one of them need to be gone. Every one of them. Wipe the slate clean. Start over.
Well, and that's the big movement that I got going on now is these people all screamed for change and voted in Obama, and they want change, but yet they had a 90% retention rate of senators and congressmen. That's not change. That's just plugging up the works. It's ridiculous is what it is.
What's the point?
You go to places like Amsterdam, and you take a Scotsman and put him in Amsterdam, and he's got like 5 joints in each hand, and he's like, this is luxury, you know, he can't believe he's allowed to do it, and he's like, it's like the people in Amsterdam are so casual about it, and but anyone who comes from a country where it's not legal.
And I don't understand why the coalition to not be mellow came about. You know, it's not like alcohol where you get pissed, you get drunk, you get angry, you start fights. I've never been to a concert where 2 stoners started to beat the hell out of each other. It doesn't happen.
They just stared each other in the eyes with a gaze like, I love you.
Yeah.
And then start laughing.
Yeah, and then they giggle at each other and wonder, hey, man, you got any snacks?
Let's go for a burger.
Yeah, let's go get some something to eat.
Just don't spill it on the carpet.
Right, right.
Come on, they're being hesitant about even using it for medical, medicinal purposes. They've got to have their arm twisted up their back to I mean, it's helping people with MS, apparently.
Oh, absolutely.
And they say you can get it in tablet form in some places, but they keep it really quiet. I don't know why that is.
Well,
smokers all start trying to get prescriptions or something.
What's the point?
What I don't understand is this law that we have on the books that's guilty by reason of insanity. If you are insane and you don't know what you're doing, why are you allowed to live on my planet? There is no reason for insane and stupid people to be continued to live on this planet in the chance that they might reproduce and drag the rest of the IQs down again for another generation. And this argument, this liberal claptrap of BS that says, well, they don't know what they're doing, they can't be held responsible. That's crap. If they don't know what they're doing and they do something wrong, then the best way to teach them is to not have them be breathing my air. And then we don't have to worry about them anymore. If I have a rabid dog who's been bit by a skunk and he's got a disease and he's foaming at the mouth and he goes around biting other things, he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's got a problem. Do we just say, okay, that dog is he's insane, so we're going to lock him up until he's dead? No, we put a bullet in his head and we go about our day. The same thing should happen with people. If you are animalistic enough to not know what you're doing, you don't get to live on my planet. I would force all congresspeople and senators to live in their district and only show up to Washington when they're asked to be there. They don't get to live in Washington. They don't get to have houses and homes and offices. They have to live in the squalor that they create by their bullshit pork.
What's the point?
I spend a lot of time thinking.
And that was just one visit to the toilet.
Yeah.
Don't get started.
Just before we go over to Todd to find out what his policies would be, I would just like to, first of all, welcome everybody who's listening via the chat room and via the website. If you are listening via the website, be sure to click on the link on the main page, which will lead you to the game, which we'll be playing shortly today, called What's the Word on the Street. If you would like to play along, make sure you've got that page open. If you would like to Skype in, you can Skype in, you can talk about anything you like, or you can Skype in to play the game on air. Our Skype name is WTP Podcast. That's WTP Podcast. So on that note, we're going to go over to Todd. Todd, what sort of policies would you have? Would you have crazy policies, or would you go down a sensible road? Like,
You know, just be straightforward with everyone. I mean, this whole, you know, this country's come to, I don't want to get off on a rant. It's just come down to the pussification. I mean, it's been said forever. They dumbed down America, pussified it. No one can say anything without getting in trouble. So, you know, just everybody live up to what you think is good for you.
Where would your next step be?
We need to become self-sustaining as a country, I think. You brought it up with, don't worry, you know, don't import every single thing that we make, taking jobs away from American. It doesn't have to be Americans. I think if you take a step back and take a look at it, I don't know the numbers of how many jobs we lose per year out of this country. Mike, you might know. I don't know off the top of my head. It's got to be a lot, and it's got to be more than what they say. And I just think if we brought everything back and got rid of unions, then we'd be all right. Now, some people might not agree with me on the union thing. That I might get shot over unions. That. But look, in Texas, and I'm not saying Texas is the greatest state. Here we, you know, when the recession hit, yeah, it kind of impacted later, a year later, after everybody else was going through it. But, you know, there's rules set up in the state to where closures weren't as great as the rest of the country. And it seems like if everyone, and I know George W. Bush probably gave us a bad name out there, because what reason not? But
well, he's a douche.
Yeah. But it's all about, I think, bringing it back to us. You know, let us be in control of our own destiny. You sound like Star Wars now.
What's the point?
I figured out why you call your children Waynes.
You know that?
I worked that one out through my head.
Our children are called Waynes. I don't even know why we call them Waynes.
Well, let me
tell me.
All right. First off, you instead of using the word little, you use we. We, yeah. Young ones, or it went from or youngins. So it all boiled down to we, Ains. From the young, because you never use all the words. You don't. You don't use all the letters in the words. There's no consonants. It's like, hey, don't do that. Hey, don't do that.
Yeah, we breathe out of our arses.
Right.
We don't actually take a breath between words. We just keep going. It's like, welcome to What's the Point broadcast here on the Ustream. Thanks for coming over, and see you, Jimmy. What's the point of that then? Now then, what have we here? Even some Scottish people don't know what we're saying, but you say bird, we say bird.
B-U-R-D instead of B-I-R-D?
Yeah, bird.
Bird.
B-U-R-R-R-R-R-D.
Bird. Well, and that's what I figured that out the other day. I was like, well, they're just saying we young ones or we little ones. So, Waynes. Yeah. They just cut out all the stuff that just makes it sound civilized, I guess.
Well, Billy Connolly, his nickname throughout his career is the Big Yin. The Big Yin. B-I-G, one word, another word, Y-I-N, Big Yin, which means the big one. And that's the sort of where Waynes comes from, is Weans. Wee-in. It's Wee-in.
Yeah.
We won. So you're absolutely right.
We won. We in. It's just Wayne.
Yeah.
Also, much the wife just texted me and said, "Oh, and don't forget about Innit."
Innit.
What's the point?
Did you know? And this is a fact. American Airlines saved $40,000
by removing one olive from every salad. Yes.
Where's the sound effects when I need them? American Airlines saved $40,000. You carry on, you see it. You tell.
That was it. By removing a single olive from every salad for a year, $40,000.
Yes.
To the bottom line.
Who worked that one out?
Olives
who decided,
expensive.
Let's take one olive? Are they?
I'll tell you who did it. The guy in procurement, the buyer, because he's like buying all of these olives to make all these lunches for the passengers, and he's like, Jesus Christ, what if we only gave them two instead of three? Well, each one of those, he just did the math on it. He found out how many olives came in a can. And if you took one of them off, how many cans would that save? Obviously, it was like a truckload. And he's like, well, crap, there's 40 grand right there. Because that was back when they were wondering how on earth they're going to make payroll.
Yeah. Well, they did it.
Yeah.
Apparently. They saved 40 grand.
See, my head is jammed so full of useless crap, I have no room for stuff like algebra. I can't do it.
It's looking that way. You know everything about everything. I know nothing about nothing.
Well, I don't know everything about everything. I know something about nothing. And that's why this whole forum was created. What's the point? Well, it's to tap into my wealth of useless crap and let people know that morons like me can actually do something besides lift heavy things.
Well, if all else fails, Mike, you can always go back to that.
What's the word on the street?
Do you guys have a pen and a piece of paper?
Yes, I do.
Todd, could you grab a pen and a piece of paper?
Yes, I can.
Much like everything else, we have no idea what's going to come out of Ross's mouth.
What happens now? This is called What's the Word on the Street? And basically, I'm going to give you a sentence or a fact with a missing word. Basically, you have to fill in the blank word, what you think the answer is. And we'll see what funny answers we get. We'll read them out on air. And also, we'll see if anybody actually gets the correct answer. Let's have some fun. Question number one. Are we all ready?
Yes.
The giant squid has the largest blank in the world. Okay, number two, don't hit the submit button until you've got all six answers. Question number two, a pussycat's blank glows under a black light. A pussycat's blank glows under a black light.
I am not laughing at the question nor the answer, just the word pussycat.
Pussycat.
As if we would not know what cat you were talking about. I don't think we're running into like jazz musicians, and that's one cool cat there. I think we got cat under control.
Somebody actually hit the submit button already. No, you can refresh and start over.
Nice work.
But don't submit until you've got all six answers. Okay, here's number three. The average human eats eight blanks in their lifetime at night. The average human eats eight blanks in their lifetime at night.
Yeah, I got that one.
That's number three. Okay, and number four. A rhinoceros horn is made of compacted blank. Question number five. Women blank nearly as much as men. And number six, the strongest muscle in the body is the blank.
All right, I got the answers.
Now, I'm going to recap quickly for those who are still thinking. Number one, the giant squid has the largest blank in the world. Number two, a cat's blank glows under a black light. Number three, the average human eats eight blanks in their lifetime at night. Number four, a rhinoceros horn is made of compacted blank. Number five, women blank nearly twice as much as men. And number six, the strongest muscle in the body is the blank. fill in your answers, as many as you want to fill in. You don't need to get them all. And send them in using the submit button. They will come through to me, and I'm going to hand you back over to Todd and Nightmare while I go and have a look at your answers.
While Ross is tabulating, tallying, let's talk about the word tally. How did we associate that with Whacker? Is that because you're fiddling with it, you're tallying it, you're marking it with your pencil? What does that mean?
I think it's just better than saying quit diddling, maybe. Don't tally. Tally your Whacker. I don't know.
Well, if you tally
ho. I'm sure you know.
No, I really don't know this one. If you tally ho is when you're chasing foxes. Uh-huh. And if you tally ho with your tally Whacker, is that a different kind of fox?
I'm thinking it is.
Or is it just because you're...
it's a different kind of beast altogether.
Right. That's interesting. I've always wanted to know the origin of most of these words, and I'm guessing a lot of them came from Scotland. I think that's the cradle of civilization for all people not brown, was Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah. We had, well, there's a, have you heard this one? This is one of my favorite urban myths. It's not really an urban myth. I've actually heard the people talk about this. There is a faction of the Christian right. Well, I don't know, Christian right, Christian wrong, Christian left. When Cain slew Abel and God marked him and sent him out of the valley, the marking, this is what some people believe, which I think is fantastic, has nothing to do with the evolution of growing up somewhere else. When God marked him and he complained that I can't hide anywhere because everyone will know me as the murderer because of this marking, what God did was turn him white. And when he kicked him out, he went north and repopulated with the pagans, and that's where we got all of the white people from, was from Cain. So white devil, because we're based off of a murderer, according to this one small faction of religious crazies.
Which makes a lot of sense now that you think of it.
Well, it does, really. It's like nobody's going to know. Everyone's going to know what I've done. Well, that's the point. Now you're white. Get out of the desert. Actually, and by the time you get out of the desert, you're more than likely going to be pink and or red. But it is just absolutely ridiculous, some of the stuff that people interpret from a book that was interpreted incorrectly most often than not, and then compiled by man and not God in a council. You know, that's why I don't hold very much to you know, I think the book, the New Testament, I think is a fantastic story. The Old Testament is a very nicely written history novel, and the New Testament's a great story. Any of it's true? I doubt it.
Well, didn't they choose to leave certain points of it out?
Absolutely. That was the Council of Nicaea, and Constantine said, he brought all the religious leaders together and said, what are we going to keep and what are we going to get rid of? And they all agreed on the 66 books of the Bible. That's what's going to be in there. And there's probably another 400, you know, because those four guys, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, weren't the only ones writing about Jesus' life at the time. You know, mm-hmm. there's the book of Judas that was left out, which reminds me of one of my favorite jokes. The wife's getting tired of me telling it, so, but tough.
Well, we'd want to hear it again.
Yeah.
I've never heard it.
You never heard it? All right, well, here we go. No. Jesus is sitting at the Last Supper, and he has his disciples around him, and he says, I want to let everybody know that one of you will betray me tonight. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Just enjoy the Last Supper. You guys hang out. So Peter gets up and he walks over to Jesus and says, hey, Jesus, I got to know. Is it me who's going to betray you tonight? And Jesus looks at Peter and says, no, it is not you. Go with peace. And Peter goes back and sits down, and a little while later, Mark gets up, comes over to Jesus, and says, Jesus, I got to know, am I going to be the one that's going to betray you? And Jesus looks at Mark and says, no, Mark, please go sit down. And finally, Judas can't handle it anymore. And he gets up and he walks over to Jesus and goes, Jesus, I have to know, is it me that's going to betray you? Is it me? And Jesus looked at him and said, Is it me, Jesus? I know it's mocking. I can't help it. But if that's what gets me into hell, where it's warm, I'm going.
I'm already thoroughly convinced that I'm, at least in two religions, I'm going to hell. I know that.
Yeah, and I think that's correct. There's two or three religions I'm obviously going to hell, but there's another.
Whatever one deals with bacon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going to hell.
Muslims,
going to hell.
We're going to hell. Well, see, and that's the other thing. 90% of the stuff that they tell you that, you know, we made a covenant with God and you can't do this, that, or the other thing. Actually, what it was, you didn't have refrigeration yet.
That's right.
And, you know, we gotta snip off the end of your wiener because that's our covenant with God. No, actually what it is you jackasses can't wash your wieners good enough. And you get smegma, and the end of it gets rotted off, and then you can't pee anymore, and then you die. You got gangrene of the junk. So instead of teaching them to clean better, we'll just cut it off. It's like everything that they made a covenant with God with can basically be described as a hygiene or a refrigeration issue.
Or don't sleep with farm animals, basically. Even back in the day, they were against bestiality. Come on.
Well, and that's
quit jacking with the sheep, really.
Not in Scotland, they weren't.
No, in Scotland, uh-huh.
Did I say that out loud?
They embraced that.
Yeah.
They said, oh, the sheep shagging's are good for us.
Yeah. Why do you think we wear kilts in Scotland? So sheep don't hear the zipper.
Yeah, easy access.
Yeah. And if you take them closer to the edge of a cliff, they push back better.
Well, and also that's why they wear those great big tall boots. Because if you tuck their legs in there, they can't get away from you.
Absolutely true.
At least that's what I've heard. So,
hey, incidentally, can I just point out that Nightmare that I didn't receive your answers to the quiz?
That's because I wrote
yours.
Them down. I didn't. You told me to get a pen and paper. You didn't tell me to fill out the form. I got a pen and paper. I got them written down over here.
Which is exactly opposite what I did. I didn't write down anything. Yeah. Actually, I wrote down a circle and a star and a square.
What's the word on the street?
I'm going to tell you the correct answers in just a second. But what I'm going to do is read some of the answers that we got. Question one was, the giant squid has the largest blank in the world. Here's some of the answers that we got. Amy from Northern Ireland said, a giant squid has the largest testicles in the world. Which is the wrong answer.
Wait.
It was a good guess, though.
It was a great guess.
I have the giant testicles.
I've got balls of steel.
Mary Miller, Cali, from the USA, said the giant squid has the largest penis in the world. Pardon
no.
You, Nightmare. Erkan Mustafa from London says a giant squid has the largest cheese grater in the world. Tejas Todd, who's our fellow presenter here, has got the right answer. And I'm going to tell you the right answer in just a second.
It's the only right answer that I have on my...
Wife of Nightmare got the right answer, correct answer. And maybe a lady got the correct answer. So Nightmare, what was your answer?
Brain.
The giant squid has the largest brain in the world. Well, I can tell you that's the incorrect answer. The correct answer is the giant squid has the largest eyes in the world.
Fair enough. I was going to say shoes, but then I remember they really didn't have any shoes. Or feet, for that matter.
Four pair.
Four pair of shoes. Okay. Question two was, a cat's blank glows under a black light. Amy from Ireland said eyes.
Oh.
On Lock in the US says eyes. Mary Miller says eyes. Erkin Mustafa says winky eyes. He just wanted to be funny. Todd said blood after you run them over and, or put them in a fucking blender. The wife of Nightmare says eyes. Maybe a lady said pish. A cat's urine goes... That's the correct answer. What did you say, Nightmare?
I said urine.
Correct answer. Urine is the correct answer. A cat's urine goes under a black light. Cat pish.
Yeah, cat pish.
As we say in Scotland. Say pish, Todd.
Pish.
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 Now, substitute the I for an A. Pash.
Pash.
Shut up! It's perfect. All together, boys. Pash.
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 Okay, number three. The average human eats 8 blanks in their lifetime at night. Amy from Ireland.
Sleeping.
Said,
read it right if you're going to read it, monkey.
Did I say it wrong there? The average human eats 8 blanks in their lifetime at night.
Asleep. In their sleep.
I didn't say that.
All right, well, go ahead.
I guess
then.
That's true, though. Yeah, in their sleep.
Yeah.
But Amy said caviar. This is the wrong answer. Unlock said mucus. Erkin Mustafa said pillows or spiders. Yeah, okay. Mary Miller said bugs.
I will accept bugs.
Todd says dingleberries. Answer of the day. Wife of Nightmare says hair.
Incorrect.
Ridiculous noise to make for your wife.
I will catch my beating later, I'm sure.
Maybe a lady said flies. The correct answer, the average human... And Nightmare is going to tell you the answer to this one. The average human eats 8
spiders
in their lifetime at night while they're asleep. Spiders. The average human eats 8 spiders. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. That's where I get the extra protein.
That's disgusting. I didn't realize we ate spiders.
Do they just crawl in your mouth, or do you subconsciously pick them up and put them in your mouth? Because I'm going to go to bed with ranch. Because I like ranch on everything.
You just gotta put ranch in your gum line.
That's right.
So when they crawl in there, you just go, and then you get ranch and protein.
And when you do that, and you know you ate it, you go, oh, I only got 5 more of those left.
Now, what did you say the wife answered?
For that one there, she said spiders and got it absolutely right.
Oh, because you said air.
I said hair. Oh, that was her answer to the next question. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, okay. So she got it right.
Yeah, sorry about that. My mistake.
All right, there you go.
You're still in trouble, question. Nightmare. Don't try to make question. Up for it.
Oh, I'm not trying to make up for the Chewbacca noise for the wife.
Yeah, you are.
All right, so.
Question 4. A rhinoceros horn is made of compacted blank. Amy from Ireland said curtain.
Said what?
What? Yeah, no, that's what I thought.
Compacted curtains? Keratin.
Caffeine. Keratin.
Keratin.
K-E-R-T-A-I-N. Keratin.
What the hell is that?
It's a vitamin. It's the keratin.
It's incorrect is what it is.
The wrong answer. Okay. So that was Amy from Ireland. Unlock said bone marrow. Mary Miller said... A rhinoceros horn is made from compacted snot.
Hello? What happened?
Do you know what snot is?
Oh, there he is.
Mucus.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
You all got real quiet, and I was like, what the hell happened, yo?
Yeah, I thought, where did everybody go? Everybody's hiding. Okay, question 5.
Obviously, that would be the answer I went with. We're all hiding.
Well,
I'm ducked down behind the desk right now. You can't even see me.
I'm wearing a camouflage T-shirt.
All right, when you think
you can only see my head and my legs.
When next time you think we're all hiding, just yell "Ollie Ollie Oxenfree" and we'll pop right up. Which is way better than yelling "Tallywhacker."
Right. Another answer to question four from Erkin in London. Sperm hair. All right. Rhinoceros horn is made of compacted sperm hair. Pubes. Sperm hair? That's not pubes. That's disgusting. There's no such thing as sperm. If you've got hair in your sperm, go to the doctors.
Yeah, exactly. And go there quickly. I'm going to guess that what happened if you have hair in your sperm is that you have an undigested twin working in your testicle somewhere, and that's his head trying to pop out.
Yeah, made up of teeth and hair.
Exactly. That's all it is. That's the grossest thing I've thought of all day.
T.S., question four. You said a rhinoceros horn is made of compacted unicorn magic and mayonnaise. That's a close guess.
That's very close. I'm tempted to give you a correct, but unfortunately, that would not be fair.
Damn it!
And we all know already that the wife of Nightmare said hair.
Yes, and I believe my inane capabilities of silliness have rubbed off on her because that's the correct answer.
Well, maybe a lady said ivory.
So
that was a good guess, but it's not the right answer. The correct answer, yes, indeed, is hair. A rhinoceros horn is made of compacted hair.
It's also what I have down.
Good. Good. Okay. That's. I knew you would get that one. You've got a horn, haven't you?
I do.
That was my second answer, hair.
Yeah, but I like unicorn magic and mayonnaise. That's definitely going in the record books. I think everything should be made out of unicorn magic and mayonnaise.
That's it.
Unless you're in Canada, then it's just mayonnaise.
Or squirrel paws.
Yeah, squirrel paws and mayonnaise.
Yeah. I don't think mayonnaise and sperm hair should be in the same sentence.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
It sounds like it. It is in the restaurant I go to over here. You always find a hair in your mayonnaise. Never trust a restaurant where you find a hair in your mayonnaise.
No, no. That's a whole different... a whole different restaurant. That's a delicacy in San Francisco, however.
It's a massage parlor in Scotland. Anyway, here's number five. The question was, women blank nearly twice as much as men. Amy from Ireland said, drink. Women drink nearly as much as men.
would that be liquor, water, Kool-Aid? What are we working with there? Anyway, you slice it.
She clearly meant alcohol.
Well, clearly, because I can see that's clearly.
Unlock said women fart nearly twice as much as men.
That's not what I have, so I just marked it wrong.
I'll tell you if you get it wrong, don't worry.
All right.
Mary Miller said women masturbate nearly twice as much as men. No, that's not the right answer. You wish that was the right answer.
Yeah, I was just going on wishful thinking on that one. That's not what I have down either. I was like, ooh, that's a good one. That's a good answer. Keep double-clicking your mouse, ladies.
Erkin in London said women do a buckfast shite, buckfast fart. Nearly twice as much as men.
Yeah, you know, that's really close, but no.
Buckshite fart, to be exact, was his exact words. That was Erkin in London. And, Todd's left number five blank.
He couldn't think of any, after unicorn magic and mayonnaise, he blew his wad. Yeah, he was totally tapped out.
Yeah. Wife of Nightmare says, woman fart nearly twice as much as men. And maybe a lady said women masturbate nearly twice as much as men. So two farters and two masturbators.
And two tuggers. And you know what? Knowing both of those women in real life, I'm guessing that's some sort of insight.
Yes. I'm saying nothing. What was your answer?
Think about sex.
Women think about sex nearly twice as much as men. All these answers are probably true, but not the one I have in front of me.
Which one do you have?
Women blink nearly twice as much as men. Flutter their eyelashes.
Oh, flutter their eyelashes, sure.
Blink. Yeah, they blink, yeah.
Do you know why? Do you know why they do that more often than men? Because they're masturbating
with their eyes. Oh, let's not. We did cover that ground last week. Now we've got bloody masturbating eyes.
I've been watching a lot of porn lately, and those ladies when they're down there flicking their bean, their eyes are just going crazy.
What kind of porn are you watching?
Eye porn.
Vaginas in their hands.
Eyelash porn.
Okay, we've got one more question. The strongest muscle in the body is the blank. Okay, now we're going to go to Amy in Ireland. You said the strongest muscle in the body is the quads. The quads.
No.
Quads in your... Unlock said tongue. The strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. Mary Miller said the strongest muscle in the body is Mike's forearm.
No, but close.
The strongest muscle in the body, according to Erkin in London, is his willy.
Oh, it's a close second.
And that's me keeping it clean. That wasn't his exact words. Todd, the strongest muscle in the body is the right hand.
No.
Yeah, I know that. That might come as a shock that I would come up with that answer. But.
According to Nightmare's wife, the strongest muscle in the body is the heart.
Incorrect.
And maybe a lady said the strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. And that is the answer that Mike has in front of him, I do believe.
It is correct. That's what I have.
So there we go. There's your answers, everybody. The giant squid has the largest eyes in the world. A cat's urine glows under a black light. The average human eats 8 spiders in their lifetime at night. A rhinoceros horn is made of compacted hair. Women blink nearly twice as much as men.
Flutter their eyelashes.
Strong muscle in the body is the tongue. Well done to everybody who got the right answers.
Now I'm going to have to take a side trip back here to the cat urine.
Yes.
I watch a lot of those cop shows on TV, and they always go into the hotel rooms with the black light to see where the blood and other stuff is. I'm guessing they've been looking for a lot of cats. Because they turn that UV light on, and everything starts glowing in there. And I think all of the crime done on television is done by cats.
Cat piss.
Yeah. They pee on it to mark their territory. It's like, this is a job well done here. Psst. And then they wander off after they'd killed somebody or committed some heinous crime all up in the hotel rooms and apartment buildings across the land. So I'm going to have to stop watching the shows. I figured them all out. It's all
case
done.
Joint.
It's all
case
done.
Joint.
It's all done by cats.
You get the DNA. You get the DNA and the fingerprints. I'll get the cat fish.
Okay, so thanks.
I'm on it.
See, that would be a way to completely fool people. Now we've totally ruined CSI. If you want to commit crimes, carry around a gallon of cat urine, and when you go somewhere to create. To cause havoc and murder and mayhem, put it in one of those garden sprayers and just coat the room. They'll walk in there with, first off, they'll go, Jesus Christ, what kind of cat did he have? He's got piss everywhere. And then they will turn it on and they won't be able to see anything because of the glow of cat pee. I think that's an excellent idea. I'm going to go out and do some murder and mayhem later today with my gallon of cat urine. How would I collect a gallon of cat urine? I guess I gotta go see the cat lady and have her get like 40 or 50 cats in a cage and then put a tray underneath the wire cage and just collect it.
Just a funnel, a milk jug, and some duct tape.
Can I just point duct tape?
That would be cat.
Yeah,
squeeze. That wouldn't
be to the wall.
That wouldn't be all cat. That wouldn't be all cat urine. That'd be cat squeezins.
Oh yeah.
Over in the chat room, we've got Josh Negrin with us, who's of course. One of the crew from the Kevin Pollock chat show and Stupid for Movies. And he's pointed out about the tongue. He said that's not true anymore. Most people think tongue, but that's incorrect. The fact is the tongue is the strongest relative to its size. Muscle in the body. So I would like to put it to Josh. What do you think is it the heart? What is the strongest muscle in the body?
Todd and Ross, do you guys know the difference between pink and purple?
Do I know what the difference between pink and purple is?
Yeah.
Is this something to do with rainbows?
No. It's the grip.
Nothing to do with rainbows, children.
No, not really. We are Wikipediaing that. Still, note the tongue consists of 16 muscles, not just one, according to Mr. Negrin.
I don't know who would be an expert on this topic.
Who's that?
Michael Faustino, vagina whisperer.
See, his tongue is the strongest muscle in his body. And relative to its size, it's still the biggest muscle in his body. He's not very beefy. He's a quite wee little man.
The jaw muscle, according to Josh, is the strongest.
I can crack a lot of bones with the jaw muscle by, you know, gnawing on them. When I like eating steak and whatnot, get in there and get the marrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's the point?
My father was a butcher.
Did he lick his own sausage?
Did he lick his sausage? Perhaps my mother did. I don't know. I didn't ask, but I know that we were getting free butcher meat until I was 18. And I used to get sent for it every week for this free butcher meat. Because that was the deal they made. Free butcher meat until I was 18. So, I get sent every week for this butcher meat. And I went in on my 19th birthday. I said, I'm here for the butcher meat. And he said, how old are you? I said, I'm 19 today. He said, well, go home and tell your mother she's getting no more butcher meat and watch the look on her face. So I said, okay. So I goes home and I said, Mum, I have to tell you we're getting no more butcher meat and I have to watch the look on your face. She said, is that right? Go down there and tell him he's not your father and watch the look on his.
All right, now, without Ross here, let's make fun of him. Yeah. How about that crazy accent? What's that all about? Doesn't he know how to speak English? For frick's sake.
I want to learn how to talk like that, though. I think it'll come in handy in places, because, you know, if you're in trouble or whatever, you just start, and they're like, what the fuck is that?
That's a bit of a red thing, isn't it? that would be one way to get out. You know, it's kind of like no habla inglés, except now that one's overused everywhere. So if you start rattling off a bunch of Scottish colloquialisms at them, they will have no idea what you're talking about. It's like, was that English? I thought I recognized boof in there. It'll be like the Tommy Boy scene where they jump out of the car yelling bees. Just jump out of the car yelling Scottish nonsense and watch them cower in fear.
And Bob's your uncle.
And Fanny's your aunt.
Fanny's your auntie.
Well, that's just, it's insane.
I've just had a tweet.
Oh, good for you.
Who was at the door?
I thought, yeah, who's at the door?
There was nobody at the door. The doorbell went. I think it was a child looking for my son and then got the hint that I wasn't coming to answer it, so they left. So, or maybe the kids are playing Ring the Bell and Run Away. I don't know.
There's a bad name for that here in the Midwest. I don't know if it's used in Texas.
There's a bad name for it.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Mike.
Yeah. And yes, we don't use that anymore. We just doorbell ditching. But yeah, there was another one used up until probably 85 when the ass beatings commenced. You don't use that word.
Yes. No, even if you have friends that are of that ethnicity, you don't use that word.
Right. Even if you drop the R and add an A, it's still frowned upon.
Do you know, our version of that game in Scotland was much better when we were younger. What we used to do is we used to get like a little square of newspaper, and then you would get like a really fresh dog turd.
Oh, yeah. We light poop on fire.
Yeah, but if you didn't get a dog turd, we would usually get George Macrone to do it. And he would do one, and we'd put it in. George would do anything. And we'd put it in, wrap it in this little piece of paper and put it in, like, someone's hallway or stairs, top of their stairs, and light it. So and then you knock on their door, and when they come, of course, they stamp it out. And they get a double whammy.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they had slippers on or bare feet or something. Ow,
yeah, because then you got the flaming dog poop on your or George poop on your shoes and or feet.
I've received a tweet. Jane Perry is in Birmingham, Alabama, and she said, I believe the strongest muscle is the rectum. Your arse.
Really?
Liberace's fan site again?
Liberace. Was that the most topical guy you can think of?
Yeah, famous? I mean, are you on Rock Hudson's website? Are you on? Yeah,
the guy that plays the guy that plays the vampire in the new Twilight movie.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah. So it could be. Well, I don't think Jane will be a member of any of those websites, but she is an environmentalist, a public policy wonk, food whore. Whore. There's a word. Whore.
Whore. And that's spelled H-O-A-R. Huh?
That's whore.
Yeah, I know what it. I know what it is, but I'm asking
Maggie
for your...
Whore. She is a whore. That's a part of a song we used to sing.
What it is y'all just don't emphasize all the letters in what you say.
And that's why they invented texting.
Whore. Whore.
W-H-O-R-E, whore. I said every single letter in the word.
No, you said R three times, and there was no actual pronunciation of the middle parts. Huh.
Yeah, we've just had a tweet from Weekend Wireless saying, very, very Scottish. How Scottish can I be?
Well,
I'm Scottish, through and through.
I'm Scottish.
That's because
all the way
I live
toes.
Off of Iron Brew.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, how much more Scottish can you be? Besides wearing a kilt, playing a bagpipe, and swinging a claymore, you don't really get any more Scottish than what you got going on.
Come on, and Scottish people invented everything. We invented everything. Scottish people, we invented. You know what we invented? All the different things. We're genius. We even invented sword dancing. Sword dancing was actually invented by a Scotsman who wanted to dance and cut his toenails at the same time. Genius.
Yeah.
What's the point?